Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Rain on hay can still be a valuable resource, even if the rain fell on cut hay windrows has lowered both yield and quality during the drying process. However, losses will vary and will likely be less if the rain occurred soon after cutting and the forage was not re-wetted many times. Wisconsin research indicates that an inch of rainfall in alfalfa after a day of drying has caused 22% dry matter loss compared to 6% yield loss without rain damage. Yield losses doubled to 44%, though, with 1.6 inches of rainfall in alfalfa spread over a few days. Grass hays pegged less dry matter losses. University of Minnesota research indicates that rainfall wetting of dried alfalfa has little impact on protein content unless high leaf droppage occurs. Rained on hay carbohydrates, though, declined 6 to 40%, thus lowering overall forage energy content. Rained on hay has increased risk of forage mold and heat damage during storage. Further, windrows remaining in fields for longer periods can increase the injury of regrowth and reduce yield of future cuttings. So the best option for wet windrows is to remove the cut hay as quickly as possible. Consider turning windrows and baling, chopping the forage, or using severely damaged forage as mulch. To know the true quality of rained on hay, submit a forage sample to a lab for testing. Remember that a hay test is truly the best way to know the quality of the forage. Finally, monitor rained on windrows for insects and weed invasion, and if needed, treat to prevent further problems. More alfalfa and forage hay management guidelines are available at cropwatch.unl.edu or beef.unl.edu. For today's Pasture Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Irrigation and Cropping Systems Forage Educator Todd Whitney.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.